We have the opportunity here in the second half of Mugs and my last talk of the week to visit with David Fudge with the Planning Commission. How you doing, sir?
Just pretty good.
Pretty good.
For a Friday with some snow, I guess.
You know, we need a little snow, and I like a little snow compared to a lot of snow, although some people would say we'll take a lot of snow. But it's not going to hamper things. Just, you know, kind of allow yourself a little extra space between vehicles, a little longer stopping distance is all, and be a little more patient. Give yourself more time going place to place. Planning Commission met on Tuesday, first meeting of 2026, and the first meeting since November.
Yeah, we didn't have much to do in December, and in fact, the discussion items were really the only thing that she would have had agended in, or Judy Clark would have had agended in December, so she just decided to push it off and give us the month off. That meeting would have been, I think, the week of Christmas, so I don't think anybody was too ripped up about not having to come to the Planning Commission.
No tears were shed,
I think we were fine.
So the other evening, one of the things that you tackled was considering action on an application by Zeller Classic Rentals for preliminary and final approval of Zeller Second Subdivision located at 1501 East 12th Street in an I-1 light industrial district on property described as Lot 39 Neville Subdivision, North Platte, Lincoln County, Nebraska. In short, to put that in English for the folks that are like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's dividing a single lot into two.
Yeah, and it flew through. There was hardly any, I don't even know that there was any discussion on it. It was fairly simple. A lot of times these sorts of things, if they're done right and planned correctly and they go through the proper channels, the city and with the engineering department, there's really not a lot to talk about. It's a private landowner matter, and if that's what the landowner wants to do, a lot of times there's no problem with it.
But they have to get the city stamp of approval, you're the first group that hands that off to the city council, right?
Correct.
And considers it. Sometimes, I imagine occasionally there could be an issue that you have to deal with, but not terribly often. Regularly. That doesn't happen very often.
No, and sometimes when the applicants in the audience, in this case they weren't, which is no big deal, we'll have them talk through their project just so we have a firmer understanding of what it is. But this was fairly straightforward, and very rarely is there a problem with these sort of things. But yes, it will go from we approved it on Tuesday, or we recommended approval on Tuesday. It'll go to the city council, I think, at their first meeting, which is next Tuesday the 3rd at 5:30.
When somebody wants to divide a lot, does the use, if they're doing like obviously Zeller, you know, selling cars, right?
Yes.
So in this case, right?
I believe this is that piece of ground, yes.
So, you know, if they want to do something completely different, does that factor into your decision at all?
Not really, as long as it basically still fits the general nature of the zoning area. Then no. I mean, again, this is in an I-1 area.
Light industrial. So what is light industrial compared to what would be termed like heavy industrial?
Heavy industrial. think rock breaking. There's a facility that crushes concrete out on Victoria Lane. That would be more heavy industrial. Obviously, the beef plant.
There's going to be more noise, more activity.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, you run the risk for more disruption to a neighborhood with that sort of thing, and so you want to make sure those things are isolated away from other sorts of things.
Okay.
Going. Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So then you passed it through, no opposition to that, so now it heads for the city council agenda, and they'll deal with it.
Deal with it, and I suspect it'll fly through them as well.
Okay. So there's no controversy. Darn it, I was hoping for some controversy, David.
No controversy today. Sorry, it's no controversy Friday.
Darn it! I want a quote that I can use on my news. It's going to get everyone's attention. You know, we're all after that in this day and age.
I know. I'm just going to be pretty vanilla today. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, we need that too.
Yeah, that's true.
There's enough going on to raise our hackles. We don't need a lot of stuff locally to add to this stuff nationally, for sure. Then you discuss possible updates to some city code of ordinances for North Platte. Food trucks kind of took prominence in that discussion.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time actually talking about this, probably more than I thought we would. You know, we're seeing more and more food trucks, and food trucks are actually quite popular in larger communities.
They are.
And oftentimes have very good offerings. If you're a foodie like I am, enjoy trying those things. And most generally, we kind of think of food trucks in out at Nebraska Land Days, out in that area.
Sure.
Kind of before.
Big events.
Yeah, sure. Some of those sorts of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing more and more these food trucks kind of pop into town for a day or two or three or four or five or whatever it is at either commercial locations or in somebody's parking lot or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And we really don't have a lot of good regs on the book in North Platte about how to regulate them because we just haven't dealt with a lot of them. You know, at Nebraska Land Days, of course, I can speak to that. There was always a process we went through to vet them, first of all, and then they all had to be licensed by the state of Nebraska with a basically a permit, which means basically they have to be inspected periodically by the health inspector. Well, when one just wants to pull into town, you know, that you've got to be, if you don't have some sort of structure set up to make sure that they're operating within the state of Nebraska's guidelines, then you're opening yourselves up for problems. So that's generally the discussion that was had the other night. Part of the problem we have as a city is if you're going to put any regulations in that are going to need enforcement, who does that? Because frankly, there's nobody that would be on city staff that would be qualified from a health and safety standpoint to go in and inspect these things because we just don't keep anybody on city staff that's trained in that sort of thing. Now, the police can obviously go out and do a basic inspection, you know, is the doors lock and is it
right
in a space that's not in a public area? Is it a private space and da 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 da. But one of the things we talked about is setting some process up that would be similar to the way we permit carnivals in North Platte, which is if a carnival operator is coming to North Platte or an organization is bringing a carnival to North Platte, you're responsible for calling, one of those two parties is responsible for calling the city of North Platte Police Department, filling out an application, paying a fee, having an inspection done by a police officer, and then you have a permit to operate for a period of time. So we're talking about some of those sorts of things. You know, how would you do that with the city of North Platte for food trucks? If you wanted to bring in, if KODY wanted to put a food truck in your parking lot for a Friday and have an event, you know, probably it ought to be up to you or the food truck operator to notify the city of North Platte that, yes, this is happening. There's probably a permitting process that needs to take place that involves probably an interlocal agreement with the state of Nebraska, that we do have a food inspector in our community who's based here, and you would need to make an arrangement to have an inspection done by that person so that that the food safety issue is answered, and then you know, the police could come out and just inspect the physical location and hand you a permit and off you go. So those are the sorts of things kind of we talked about on food trucks. It'll be interesting to see kind of how that goes forward and if there's any public input on that, because, you know, one of the things you talk about is do you allow these things in public places, public parks, parked along the side of the street. We used to get calls all the time at the festival about, well, can I just set one up in the intersection during the parade? Well, no, you can't. You got to call the city and make sure it jives with them. So there's still a lot to consider on that matter, but we did open the discussion on Tuesday night to kind of see what direction the body wanted to go with it.
So, I mean, if you decide or if you recommend to the city council that there be some, that you create an ordinance or ordinances around food trucks, how does that work if there isn't an ordinance already? I mean, who creates it, and then
city attorney
how does that work?
Yeah, so city attorney Bill Trzynski, who was there, took the input. And one of the great resources we have, by the way, is other municipalities. So our planning and zoning folks,
so you can kind of check out somebody that does regulate it and how do you do it and has it worked well? And
no
that type
sense
of thing, right?
Reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
If you've got a set of ordinances or a set of regulations that work in Kearney or Grand Island or Norfolk or Lincoln, there's probably enough meat there that you can take and then adapt the language to fit what you want in the city of North Platte.
Sure.
And so that's the type of thing that'll go on between now and probably our next meeting or the meeting after that. Sometimes these things take 30 or 60 days to draft and put together in some form so that it can be brought back to a public body. There would be a public hearing, as there would be on any new ordinance change, so that there'd be an opportunity for public input, similar to the RV thing that we did probably 4 or 5 months ago. We were looking to update some ordinances there, so we had a public hearing on it, which is, I think, good anytime you're making fairly substantial changes to code. And then the Planning Commission would talk about it. Since there'd be some zoning issues involved with it, the Planning Commission would talk about it. We'd make a recommendation to the City Council, who has the final authority on mm-hmm. recommending whether or not or actually adopting rejecting any proposed ordinances.
I don't see any downside to this. And for the food truck operators, I think they would be agreeable to paying a fee as long as it wasn't exorbitant for like a yearly license. And I think that's good to have, you know, as they say, some skin in the game too. I'm not just showing up and because this city just lets you set them out wherever you want to, anytime you want to. I think you need to have some regulation in that regard, but yet you don't want to restrict them so much that you're sending them other places. So,
the danger is you get somebody who comes in from out of state. They're not up to health and safety standards, food service standards.
Right.
We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. We don't know how to get a hold of them,
and
if there's a problem.
Who's going to get sued if somebody gets sick?
Correct. You know? That's the danger in all this. If you don't have anything in the books that anybody can set up anything anywhere and just start serving something and get somebody sick, and maybe they're not trained in food service prep.
Right.
I mean, even in my job at the bank where we do grill events for schools and
you have to have somebody certified in food preparation, we
go through food service training.
Yeah.
So I'm certified. I'm a certified food service through a training program that we have at the bank. So why would we want anybody just coming in and setting up a grill on the side of the road and serving hot dogs or whatever it is? You know what I'm saying? So those are the sorts of things that we go through mentally and the exercises, the exercise we went through the other night is, okay, what do we want in this? What are some reasonable things to put in this so that we make sure, A, that we're keeping people safe, B, we're allowing for an opportunity for food truck operators, both from in-town and from out-of-town, who want to come in and do business in our community, and C, how do we get a hold of these people if there's a problem? So that's the permitting function, right? Phone number, home address, contact name, email address, all those sorts of things that go into a permitting application so that if there's a problem, we know how to go get a hold of those people and take care of it.
We can chase you down. So did you end up recommending to the City Council that they create an ordinance?
No. Our recommendation to Judy and to Bill were basically get a draft put together so that we can review it, have a public hearing, and make a recommendation on some future ordinance to the City
Council.
You're
going to get a draft first and then vote on that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just don't want to, there's a process for these sorts of things. You just don't say to the City Council, hey, come up with something. There's a process for that. And so that's kind of what we initiated on Tuesday night was, okay, we think this is a good idea to have in the City of North Platte's Code of Ordinances. Let's make sure that it's written properly. City Attorney, can you get some information? Judy, can you get some information, draft an ordinance, and then we'll consider it.
Okay. And so probably in the next few months, we'll get that hammered out.
I would guess at our February or March meeting, you'll see this back on the agenda.
Okay. Good deal. And then you also talked a little bit about utility extensions and annexations, and annexations have come into play a lot lately.
Yeah, they have. And so one of the things that a lot of communities have in their code is if you come to the city of X and say, hey, we want you to extend water and sewer to us, and I happen to be outside city limits, they'll do that, but they'll also require you to apply for friendly annexation into the community before they'll do that. North Platte has not traditionally done that. And then so then what you find is you get into situations like we had in October and November where those services have been extended into an area of the community that's not in city limits. And then you go try and get them into city limits, and it causes all sorts of hate and discontent. And so what we recommended was, if you come to the city of North Platte, we're just going to put it in code. If you come to the city of North Platte, or we're proposing to put it in code, the city council can say we're going to put it in code.
Right.
We're proposing that if you come to the city of North Platte and ask for water, sewer, or streets or electricity to be extended out of city limits to an address that you live at, that, yeah, we'll do that, but part of that comes with a letter requesting friendly annexation into the city of North Platte as part of that process. Mm-hmm. Now, the question will come, because, and I'm not going to say this correctly, but in order to be annexed, basically you have to be bordered by a portion of the community that's already in city limits. So there can't be a gap, right? If I live in a parcel that's not connected to city limits and it's not bordering any other parcel that's inside city limits, then I got to go get something that does border it into city limits before I can take this parcel into city limits.
Okay.
So there is that factor out there, but basically I think what we're trying to do is say that's fine, but that standing, that request, friendly request for annexation, will stand until such time as we can bring you in, and then you won't fight it when you come in.
Does that mean the property owner has to get accepted as being annexed before they get the extended service?
That will be a condition of their application for service. Okay. In other words, here's a letter. Here's my application for service.
First, you have to get annexed.
Well, no. Here's your application for service, but here's also a letter that goes along with it that says I'd like this property to be inside city limits.
Okay.
But if it's not, if the parcel in question is not directly connected to a piece of property that's already in city limits, then that letter has to hang out there until such time as they can be brought in legally, because they're now connected to the city.
Okay. But does that mean they can still get
their city services? We'd go ahead and extend it to them, and then at such time as we can bring them in through annexation, we would.
Okay.
But then they have a letter basically saying we're good with this, and then they wouldn't be in a position where they could go back and protest it.
All right. Anything else out of the meeting that you wanted to mention?
Just some procedural stuff at the end. We elected officers again for the coming year. The motion by Angie Forbes was just to leave it alone, and so I'll continue to be the chair for the for 2026.
That was the other thing. Do I need to deal with somebody?
No, you don't.
I'm still going to be emailing you or texting you once a month.
I'll still be the chair, and Nelson Jett will serve as vice chair. We did talk a little bit about whether or not we would need to appoint a secretary, because there are rare occasions when both Nelson and I can't make a meeting. What they did is they just elected somebody to serve as the meeting coordinator at that last time that happened. But I think it's happened once in the last 3 or 4 years, so it doesn't happen very often.
Okay. David Fudge, been our guest on the second half of Friday Mugs. Thank you, sir, for stopping by.
You bet.
Is the meeting been set for February?
Yeah, it will be on the 24th.
Okay. And that would be Tuesday
the 24th.
And that's when you normally meet, on the last Tuesday of the month.
Last Tuesday of the month, yep.
Okay. Good deal. We'll have you in if it works out sometime later that week.
I'll be around.
Take care.
All right.
Have fun.
All right, see ya.